For those of you expecting a political thunderdome, you won't get much throwdown action from the U.S. Senate candidates themselves. Bob Casey is looking to win a second term. He likes to trot out an old New York Times article describing him as someone
who registers excitement by extra eyebrow activity.
His challenger, Tom Smith, pulls off one convincing aw shucks routine for a guy worth millions of dollars.
I'm just an old farm boy who got misplaced in the coal mines and wound up in business.
Smith is from Armstrong County in western PA. He owned several coal companies in the not-too-distant past. His political allegiances are all over the map. 2 years ago, he was on his local Democratic committee and was a Democratic township supervisor. It's the only elected office he's held. Since then, he's earned Tea Party support. He stresses the need for less regulation and cutting spending. He likes to talk about the national debt as a bunch of individualized overdue payments hanging over the heads of his 9 grandkids.
From 11 years old to 1 month old, $459,000 in debt.
The incumbent is fresh off his first term in the U.S. Senate. Before that, he was state treasurer and a 2-term auditor general. He made an unsuccessful run at the governor's office. His dad was a popular 2-term governor. So Casey's no newcomer, but in this campaign, he is something of a latecomer. One narrative dogging this race has been how the Moneybags challenger managed to whittle a political scion's popularity down to single digits less than a month before the election. Some attributed it to the fire hose of TV ads coming from the Smith campaign, compared with the paltry showing from Casey. Smith has spent at least $17 million of his own money on ads. It wasn't long after those dropping poll numbers that Casey sightings became a lot more frequent. And lately, the Democrat hasn't veered from a script meant to tout his freshman term record. Top billing always goes to his support for the payroll tax cut.
It's there because of my work. And it put $1,000 in the pockets of the average working family.
Medicare has been another common theme. Casey has repeatedly lumped Smith in with Republicans who want to gut the system. Smith says he supports cost-cutting reforms to Medicare. He wants to let recipients receive government subsidies to help pay for private health care.
My own mother receives those benefits, and this son would never jeopardize that. Right, Mom?
Right.
That's a Smith TV ad. Not all of them have the feel of a fireside chat.
As Barack Obama's new regulations forced our mind to close. Senator Bob Casey supported these regulations.
Casey's camp responded with an attack on Smith's record as a coal company owner.
He's made a fortune running unsafe coal mines. 500 accidents and injuries. 2,000 violations.
But a fact check done by the Associated Press found the ad may be hitting on rather typical violations in a dangerous industry. Both candidates acknowledge the race, at least on the airwaves, has taken a nasty turn.
I wished it wasn't negative, and I've tried very, very hard not to say, as I stated to you, I will not say anything derogatory personally about Senator Bob Casey, but his voting record, it's fair game.
Casey's lead in the race has widened and stabilized recently. He's gotten the vast majority of newspaper editorial endorsements, including the Philadelphia Inquirer and the conservative-leaning editorial board at the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review. But he's not safe yet. President Obama's turnout in the Democrat-rich Philadelphia suburbs could be lower than expected. The power is still out in many southeastern precincts. And the sudden barrage of TV ads from the presidential candidates are aimed at turning out voters as each party scrambles to seal the deal. Mary Wilson, in Harrisburg.